Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network. So, Hector, what is the name of this week's episode?
Oh, here we
okay,
go.
Okay, I have one here, yeah?
Yeah.
From Trad Dav.
Is that someone's name?
Yeah, it could be. He's probably Lithuanian.
Or he's from Clare.
No pressure, Tommy.
Strabanderlecht.
Strabanderlecht, very smart.
Yeah,
happy, good.
Welcome to Strabanderlecht.
I saw a load of.
They jump out at you, don't they?
No,
I. The way you just go straight away, thousands and thousands of names. I have one here.
Strabanderlecht.
It's my ruthless comic imagination.
I've always said it's a good amalgamation of a team with another team, and I'm glad he's coming to my way of thinking. It does not have to be fun and games and laughter and comedy, you know.
As an experiment, let's see if we come up with the movie star one. So a movie star one and a town in Ireland. So give me a movie star and I'll come up with a town. Who's famous at the moment?
And I'll come up with one as well, and you'll come up with one. Here we go.
Wake up, Larissa.
Oh, sorry.
Robert Redford.
We did this before, Robert Redford.
Okay, that's just getting us that's getting the creative juices flowing. Let's do another one. Ray Winston.
Bray Winston.
What about?
Bray Winston.
That's very good.
He has been made Bray Winston.
That's good.
I can imagine if a young lad, he's just come out of the Gaiety School of Acting, he's 22 and he heads for London and he goes, here's my CV. Sorry, what's your name? Bray Winston. Your name is Bray Winston.
What about Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Gosling.
Need that with me, I'll get back in.
Ryan Mosney. Okay, Helen Mirren.
That's not a great one.
No.
Yeah. I think we peaked with Bray Winston.
I think we did.
Bray Winston.
One a week is enough.
I like doing little good deeds, and I they happen unexpectedly. And last week, the day after the podcast, you're on about PJ in the car. So I pulled into Wood Quay in Galway, and it was a lovely sunny afternoon. And I said, I'll just check my mobile here. And I did. And then this Jeep pulled in right beside me, very tight in Wood Quay.
I'll have to slide
down. And I said, is that door going to hit off my car now? And I looked. And this man, I'd say he was in his late 60s, was there. And he got out, and fair play to him, he didn't hit off the side of the car. And I said, do you know what I'll do? I'll get out at the same time. And we got out at the same time. And he said to me then...
This is one of your best stories.
And then he looked around and he said, am I close to Dominic Street? And I said, oh, no, not really. He goes, oh, I said, you'd be a bit of a 10-minute walk now. Oh, God. I said, do you know Galway? He goes, I haven't a clue where I am. And I said, okay, Dominic Street, are you sure? And he goes, yeah. And I said, well, do you know what? Come on, I'm walking up the town anyway. I'll bring you down towards it. No, you're fine. You don't have to. I says, no, come on. I said, by the way, put a little ticket in because this is Woodkey. This area's called Woodkey. Put a ticket in your car because they're deadly round here. So I started walking with a complete stranger. Lovely man. And 50 yards into the walk, he goes, Are you who I think it is? And I said, maybe. He says, be Jesus. I says, what's your name? I didn't say anything else. He said, my name is Seamus. And where are you from? I'm from Mayo. And where? Jesus. And he says, what part of Mayo? And he smiled. And he said, I'm from Knockmore. And he smiled again. And we walked as friends through Galway. And he went, oh, I said, do you know Loretta Blue? He said, I know her really well. And a complete and utter randomer that I had just decided to walk the 10 minutes to Dominic Street. So as we were walking, I said, that's Wood Quay now. Now look where we are here. We're crossing over here. We're going up here and I'm going to bring you down Bowling Green. So we walked through Bowling Green and he said, you don't have to come down this far. I said, it's no problem. I'm going to show you exactly. Once I get to, I'll give you a visual on Dominic Street and you can take it from there. We had a lovely conversation. He's a builder. He's a man in his late 60s. He knows your dad really well. And a complete and utter stranger.
And does he live in Knockmore?
He does. And I won't give out his name. But he's
you just told us his name.
I didn't tell you his surname. And a lovely man. And it was just that random thing of somebody who asked for directions in Wood Quay on a sunny day was from your village and he knew you well. And that's why I like Mayo.
Thanks
people.
For looking after us.
That's a wonderful
country people.
Story.
Yeah, that's
and
nice.
And we walked together and I walked him through
that's
Bowling
nice
Green.
Of you, Hector.
And I walked down to the bridge just before Dominic Street. And I said, you're at the river now, so you know your way back. Listen, he goes, thanks a million. We shook hands and he had a firm Mayo country handshake and off I went. And I just, it's a little good deed for the day.
See, isn't it lovely? It's like Sean picking me up on the street, on the road.
Isn't it nice when little things like that happen? It's fucking beautiful. But what is the random chances of that happening? Somebody getting pulled in beside you in a parking space and then you strike up a conversation and 4 minutes later he goes, where are you from?
There you go.
But where are you from?
But it's
that beauty in it.
No, it's the kindness of you saying, I'm going to take time out of my day now and I'm going to walk this man.
It's a nice feeling, 15, isn't it, when you do that?
15 minutes out of my way just to take him down.
That's
here.
Nice.
Andy said he won 5 or 6 county titles with Knockmore. He was a serious footballer in his day. A serious footballer. And the hand of him. I'd say this man has mixed cement for 30 or 40 or 50 years. And it was just lovely.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
He had a lovely, kind smile.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
He had a lovely, kind smile and he had a lovely handshake. And isn't it funny that most of my solid best mates are all fucking Mayo people.
Seamus Durkin.
Bang. 180. They'll be singing in the valleys tonight. Out of the frying pan and into the fire. Seamus Durkin. A lovely man. And he goes, Jesus Christ, you'll be talking to that pod or something, won't you? With that stop.
He was some footballer, Seamus.
He told me very proudly halfway, 15 minutes into the walk, he said, I won 5 county titles with Knockmore.
Jeez, he was a tough man, yeah. Brilliant footballer. I'll be seeing him now this weekend.
A lovely man. And I said, will you go to the... He said, there's a bit of a hoolie later on in the summer. I said, will you go? He says, I probably will.
He probably will. You'd never know.
A randomer in Galway, Tommy.
I did.
When's the last time you've done a good deed?
I did it recently as well. I was getting a coffee last week and there was a young fellow in front of me, maybe in his early 20s something. And he bought 2 coffees and he had a card with him, but the fellow only took cash in the coffee shop. And I says, I'll get your coffees. And he was all embarrassed. And he was like, oh, no, it's fine. I said, honestly, you have those coffees on me. I said, and enjoy. And he was like, oh, what's your name? And I said, Loretta. And he says, oh, my name's Owen. And thanks so much. And I said, no problem at all. Absolutely more than welcome. I said, enjoy your coffees. And he came back in apparently the next day and he left a coffee for me back again, which was...
I love it. I love
it. I didn't do it for him to get me back, but I think it makes you feel nice.
It's a random act of kindness. Maybe it's a kind.
I do that kind of stuff a lot. I always check if you see somebody old on the street or something and they need a bit of help. I'd always be like, oh, are you okay there? Or can you find what you need? Or
definitely.
Do you need me to help you across the road?
Definitely. So my new book is called Let's Walk with Strangers. And I'm going to stop and walk with people I don't know. Walking with strangers.
Now, so I had a little experience like that. During
Father Tom is in the room.
It was a little bit different. So I've been working my way through the Gospel of Matthew.
You have a missile.
Yes.
Missile, not a missile.
A Bible.
That's like one
Bible.
That's like one Father Andy Farrell would have back in Navan.
So it's a fucking wild gospel.
What are you understanding about Matthew?
Oh, it's tough going. Jesus spends a lot of time giving out and saying there's a lot of people, most people are going to spend eternity with weeping and the gnashing of teeth. It's fairly...
I feel a bit like Jesus today.
Fairly hardcore. But this is... The other way sometimes you read something and it goes into your head and then in life you try and... You have an experiment. So, do you remember the bit in the Bible...
No.
Where he goes...
Funny that, neither do I.
Yeah, neither do I.
Oh, yeah.
In the Bible.
where God comes back and he goes, for I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me, and I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison. And the writer said, "When God, when did we see you hungry? And when did you see you thirsty? And when did we see a stranger?" And when, and God said, "Just as you did it to the least of those who are the members of my family, you did it to me."
Yes.
Right. That's it. We kind of grew up with that, didn't we?
Yes.
In as much as you did it to the least of my brothers, you did it with me. So I was traipsing through Limerick City not too long ago, maybe 48, 24, 36 hours ago. And people aren't using cash these days, really, are we?
No.
It's mainly cards.
It's contactless.
Yes. Yeah. So it's kind of hard for, say...
You're searching for coins.
Yeah, but it's all, say you're in a hotel and a girlie or a gossip brings up your...
Yeah, you want to give them.
You have nothing to give them. And you kind of, I've no change. If I write it down on this, will you get it? And they go, oh, I don't know if I will.
I know. You'd love a 3 or 4 coins. And
you tight cunt.
Yeah, coins.
Oh, shut your mouth. They're 2 euros. 6 euro. I've often given 6, 8, 12.
Have you, big spender?
Oh, shut up. Yeah, tell me, what have you given in tips recently?
I give tips all the time.
Tips you can fold.
Oh. Yeah, you have to be able to fold
20
them.
Quid for a young lad bringing up your scrambled egg and toast.
Yes, yes.
Job.
Means a lot to him. But anyway, so.
Tenner's fine. €8.
And sometimes the kids, you probably look for a receipt as well, do you? Claim it back.
It'd be expensive.
So, just sign the bottom of that.
Claim it back on the VAT.
Could you imagine a little 18-year-old in from first year college signing the bottom of that there? You get your tax back on that tip.
So, I got the money out because the kids are now heading into town.
Yes.
During the summer, and they're saying, oh, Dad, can I have some money to be walking around, you know? You want, they're teenagers, but you'd like them to be able to buy what in town? And I'll...
Yeah, bits and pieces.
A drink.
A sandwich at a centre, or a Subway.
Go up to McDonald's and get a chilli chicken wrap.
So you'd like the kids to be going with what? How much would you give them?
£20. £20 in town.
20?
No, a tenner is more.
You wouldn't get nothing in a tenner. My youngest paid tenner on a bus.
It's like survival of
the
fittest.
From the sticks.
Enjoy the
20
tenner.
Quid.
So you're talking a tenner for the bus and a tenner for treats.
Yeah, tenner for my boys, they'll go in for grub. They won't go and buy cola cubes. Okay. For fuck's sake. Kids go into town now and go for a meal. They go for Dobros.
Good shamus.
They go for a Balti chicken. Young, depends on the age of them. They're not going in to buy sweets, Tommy, and walk the streets like
that. Wait, you don't like that,
Your young lad is not going to come home and go, I bought 28 rhubarb and custard and 4 blackjacks. Nobody does that anymore. People go into town to eat food.
Okay, all right, so.
It's their culture.
So it's good to have.
A tenner is enough for
a
them.
Cash in the pocket.
Yes.
So I had, I went to the pass machine and it said, you know, it's cash. And it goes amount.
Withdrawal.
Yeah. 20, 40, 60,
80,
100,
120. Yeah.
And then is there other amount?
Yes.
So I said, fuck it, I'll go the 120. So I pressed bzzzt, got the 120, and the 250s and the 20 come out. And I put it in my pocket and my wallet. But that'll now.
Do you?
That should see me now over the next while in terms of cash. And then I fucking read that thing. In so much as you did it to the least of my brothers, you did it to me. I was hungry and you fed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was in prison and you visited me. So I'm walking along the main street in Limerick and I see this poor man sitting on the floor, and he wouldn't be the weight of a sparrow.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? He was just all
wizened
and just
skin and bone,
and just a sunken cheekbones on him, and just the hurt mind of him.
Mm.
And he was sitting down and that, and he was just, he had the cup in front of him, and he wasn't even making eye contact with people. He was just in the zone of his loneliness and despair and just staring. And I says, okay, in so much as you did it to the least of my brothers, you did it to me. So I entered the wallet and I got 50.
Yeah.
I got 50 out and I went, well, the cunt.
What,
grabbed it out of my fucking
like
hand.
A crow, like a seagull,
like a seagull ate the fucking cotton chips,
like a seagull on Grafton Street.
He fucking whipped it out of his hand. Fucking whipped it. Didn't even say thanks. Just fucking whipped it,
and it's straight into the breast pocket.
Fucking bastard! I thought to me, thank you so much. Did he fuck? Thank you, fuck.
give me that gift book, yeah.
Fuck off. Now fuck off, you, and leave me alone.
Fuck off. I'm going to get out of my mind. I'm going to get out of my mind.
That's a bottle of cask makes Jameson for me.
That's it.
Oh, fuck's sake.
That's so funny.
You know, yeah, funny? Yeah. And the other thing that kind of slightly put me better was that...
Give it to me, quick.
He didn't go anywhere.
Now fuck off and leave me alone.
He just put it inside of his jacket and stayed in the ground with the fucking hand out.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Oh, that's quality.
Oh, that is absolutely brilliant. Don't forget, if you do like what you hear, or if you want to check out what we do on a Monday on our special members podcast, you can go to thlpod.com and you can sign up there to become a member. Here's a quick taste of what to expect from our Acast Plus members only episode. It's out every Monday. My other sister's gone. She's now...
Which is the good looking one?
That's me, Tommy. That's me. You're mixing me
here,
up
here,
with the
Tommy,
rest
I'll
of
show
them.
You your face.
You're mixing me up. Brenda's gone to Brussels. So she's right there now, living
that
there.
That sounds like a porn movie.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
We hope you enjoyed that taste of our members only episode. To find out more, head to www.thlpod.com/members-only.
There's only a certain time, it only happens to me once or twice a year, that I get my perfect day. And I want to tell you now what it is from morning till night. And then I want to hear your version of it. And nobody can interrupt me, because this is my perfect day. And it always is.
That did it happen to you? Or
yes, it
happened. Are we allowed to ask questions?
Yeah, and then you can come in and I want to know your perfect day from start to finish. This is a Saturday. It's always a Saturday for me, and it's always October or at the end of March. They're my best Saturdays.
You didn't have it yet, though.
Hang on, we asked you, did this happen to you recently?
Yeah, and you just said, yeah.
Yeah,
It happened to you last Saturday.
It's a perfect day for me as who I am. My perfect day.
Yes, but did it happen to you?
Yeah, once or twice a year it happens to me.
In October and March.
Yeah, and that's my favourite time. So I'm imagining my favourite day.
So you're just thinking about it.
I'm going to tell you what my favourite day is.
Okay.
And this is how it works.
But before you start, Hector.
Yeah.
Can I just talk to Larissa for a while?
Turn off our microphones, dear.
No, can we tell me this? What is it about that time of the year that you like?
Because it is always good racing on, and then there's good fucking rugby to take me through the afternoon period. If you let me get to it, I'll get to it. Okay. There's certain times.
Do you like the weather? At that time of year. And what weather things do you
like? I just like it when it's squally, lashing rain outside in the middle of March, and I have the heating on from about 11 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and then the perfect day just evolves, because my wife says, I wake up, I love about half eight, and then I love
half eight.
And then I love and then I love about maybe if there's a Saturday morning, you get a bit of jiggy jiggy.
Saturday morning,
yeah,
an
lovely,
interesting morning for it. It's a busy
time.
Morning.
It's a lovely time, and just don't wake anybody.
Ride me quietly.
And then just lovely. And then it's like 25 past nine, and you know soccer.
Half eight to 25 past nine. Wait, Hector, what are you doing? The Karma Sutra, is it?
Well, we still have the fucking DVD.
You're working
from,
through the book.
Hey, Extravision used to sell the Karma Sutra. It was a bestseller in Extravision for years.
Well, you must still have it.
Lord Almighty, the lotus position.
What did you do? Close
the daffodil
door
position, the buttercup position, the lotus position, and then the
the lupins
and the bluebell, my favourite. The bluebell,
the lotus. I do the Ford Cortina and the Renault Espace. They're my two positions.
You wouldn't be able to get into the lotus.
I like the Ford Ranger. And then about 9:30, it's Saturday morning, and I know what's ahead of me because I know the perfect day is about to evolve. Because later in the day, my wife will say the magic words. We're heading down to Clare for the night and the lads are coming with me. And then it's boom in my mind. It's like explosions, fireworks over Sydney Harbour. I'm after hitting the jackpot of sevens in fucking, I'm after hitting blackjack in fucking casino in fucking Las Vegas because I know I have the house to myself and this is how my perfect day goes. I'll throw on a bit of Clonakilty sauce, Jen. Bit of black pudding. I'll have a little bit of brown bread. And then my wife will have a little bit of that. And then the lads will get up and I'll hurry them along to get ready because they're going to their nana's. And then at about 11 o'clock, I'll finally usher them out into the lashing rain and the wind. And Rocco will be looking at me. And I'll close that door and I'll put the snip on the door at 11 o'clock in the morning. And the gates are closed and nobody's coming in because I've got my supplies. Then I'll go back and I'll have soccer AM paused, so I'll watch a bit of soccer AM, then I'll flick over to the Hurricanes versus the Crusaders on New Zealand rugby. I'll get a good fucking hour of that. And I'm already on the couch and nobody
can touch.
What
are you wearing?
I have me owl swimming.
Hey.
Set the scene here.
Now, if we set for extra ask that of you, then
you ask me that all the time.
Why are you always being I would be in an old pair of tracksuit, Claire Gall with tracksuit bottoms and a t-shirt, and I will won't get dressed for the day. Did I put on my jocks? Who fucking knows? Because it's a perfect day. I mean, I might say I'm going all natural. I'm going off grid.
Okay, we get it.
It's all off grid down there. Yes. And I'll have my hand buried it in my balls and nobody can say anything.
Right.
So I'm watching that. So it's about 11 o'clock.
My hand buried in my balls.
So the Crusaders. Are, so then it's like they're gone. And then I'll say, I might potter into the kitchen and I'll get a lovely big slice of cheese, more brown bread and another cup of tea. Rocco can have whatever he wants. And then I'll go back in. And by that stage, it's getting football focus time because you know you got the Premiership coming. Ireland
the
are playing.
Day is going slow
Ireland
enough,
are playing
I have
in the
say.
Rugby. You might have an early kickoff in the Six Nations. So then by the time it gets to 4 o'clock, I know I've got another rugby match that'll bring me to the junction of seven, and then I know there's boxing on from Las Vegas or somewhere, and I'll get a Sky for view. And I have it, it's my time racing from Sandown, racing for Punchestown, racing from Newton Abbott, racing from Taunton, then evening racing from Lingfield, Dunstall Park, Wolverhampton,
when do you eat?
And Dundalk. Oh, yeah, but then I have my spare ribs. I've got these barbecue spare ribs, and I bought them for the kids, but there's about 4 packs of them, and I'm going to put every single one of them on small spare ribs. I lash them in, and I'll have and that's it, that's my food for the evening. But then
do you have alcohol?
Yes, I spotted a Bombay Sapphire and a bottle of gunpowder, and I've got loads of tonic water and I've got loads of lemons. And by that stage I'm back in. I've done 11 hours on the couch now. There's a little bit of golf coming in from the US, the PGA from Willows Creek is starting, and then I have my boxing bring me up to 9 o'clock, and then I've got more boxing at 10, and then I might drift into a bit of Netflix or else
or
I'll
you
go
wouldn't
back.
Drift off to sleep and
no
turn
I'll go into the
this.
UFC then they might bring me into 1 o'clock in the morning, and that is my absolute.
And you wouldn't like to go out and have a drink with your friends or anything?
No, do you know what I'll do?
Don't spoil it, Richard.
I'll go upstairs then, and it'll be the wind will be howling, and I'm on my own in the house. And my wife would go on the WhatsApp, I love you, did you have a nice day? And I went, yeah, didn't do much. Didn't do much. I'm just after watching 17 hours of sport on the couch, and nobody was able to say the toilets are blocked, or go out there and bring in the messages, get in there and bring in the brickets from the back of the car, or go and do this, or go and get dressed, go and have a shave, and then I'd lie in my bed.
Go and have a shave.
I lie in the bed at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I will drift off to sleep after my perfect day. I love days like that. It only happens twice a year.
That sounds like something you'd have to write in sixth class.
Tell us about the following morning.
Yeah, that's another perfect day.
And when
there's nobody in the house.
Yeah.
I go down then, I'll have a bowl of porridge and I'll put 3-4 grapes on top of it.
Oh. Fucking Caligula.
I thought you were going to go, I'll get my honey and I'll smarm. Smarm my honey
smarm.
Over.
Not smother. Smother maybe, Hector.
I'll smother my honey and then I'll get it. And then I'll go up and I'll rob my wife's flax seeds.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say her flannels and you were going to
I'll rob my wife's flax seeds. and I'll sprinkle a mountain of flaxseed flannelette chia seeds on top of it, because that's what we're supposed to do, and then I'll go in, and on a Sunday morning I'll just start watching sport again, because they're not back till 4 o'clock.
Oh, lovely.
But then I'll have the dreaded message that the WhatsApp will come through.
Get
going,
the dinner.
Are you cooking dinner?
Oh,
there?
Disaster.
And
fuck
will,
that.
Will you get the Sunday Times, and will you sort out dinner and get 6 slices of ham and go down and get stuff for the lunches?
Oh, yeah.
And then it's all gone, it's again
getting ready for Monday,
and I'm back. But my Saturday has to be a Saturday for me. It is the most perfect day. If sport is there, it is paradise for my brain, and I have no problem doing 22 hours on the couch. So your perfect day, Larissa, please, from start to fucking finish, anything goes. And what is it that you just sought?
I have a few different things that could be perfect. I'd love a day where there's a day that I wouldn't like to spend my time with anyone other than myself watching sport. I would love that.
Thank God.
I think that would be one of my perfect days. My second perfect day.
That's the start of my perfect day as well, Larissa.
What?
When you're on your own.
Weirdo. Then I would like my other nice day would be maybe a spa day.
Yeah, but bring me through on a journey here. 10 o'clock in the morning, what's happening?
So, Hector, we don't have the same gift for storytelling you have.
No, you do.
We don't, like, I this want is like to a hear. Yours is more like a diary of, like,
yeah.
You know,
every
10
day
o'clock
is a diary.
So let us tell our stories in our own way.
Okay,
we,
Tommy.
We let you tell your story your way. Now let Larissa tell hers her way.
Okay, do you want Thomas? Me to say, like, I stretch out a bit?
We're all fucking
I'd listen to what
Claire
Galway
Shanagies.
Yeah.
Listen, she says, I stretch out a bit. Tell us exactly what happens.
Yeah, and I just walk around naked for about an hour. And then
we don't need to know this stuff. I'm getting all hot. Open up the curtains.
I'm not well.
That's what happened to my young lad in sex education then, national school. He was sitting by the radio. He came home sick one day. I was there, what's wrong with you? And he goes, and then the phone call rings. He was a little bit sick today. There was sex. He was in by the radiator.
With his jacket on.
With his jacket and his big Fair Isle shirt. And the sun was pumping in the window. And they were on about eggs and semen and everything. He got sick. He got sick from the heat.
He was better off, the poor lad.
So?
I love a day where you've had all your grocery shopping done from the night before. So
lovely.
There's no need to leave the house.
The fridge is full.
You've got every option in the fridge.
Yes.
Things to pick at, things to make dinner with, all that sort of stuff. Plenty of wine.
What time of the year is it? Is the heat not early in the morning?
No, I like kind of February, March time as well, where it's kind of cold and wet and you can put on a nice open fire, and I love really when I'm on my own a lot of the time, that I can watch whatever I want on the telly and I'm not being said or led by someone else, or you have to watch this. I'd watch soccer all day
phrase.
Long said and led
said or,
said or led
by somebody else.
That's lovely.
I like that. I like just being on my own for a while. But then I'd like a day, I'd like later on in the evening. So if I had all that time by myself all day watching endless back-to-back, you know, soccer matches, maybe a GAA match in between, maybe another soccer match, maybe a bit of, I don't know, snooker, whatever else to be on, I'd watch all of that. Then get a shower, do my hair and get out of the house and get in into the middle of loads of people. So I don't think it's good to be on your own for too long.
Okay.
And I would go in then and I'd do a bit of, I met some fellas the other night, I was standing outside a pub and there was one particular fella and he was better looking than the rest of the fellas in the group.
Put together.
Yeah. So I said to him, Jesus Christ. And I always see him in the same pub every, like after a football match. I said to him, Jesus Christ, I said, you are getting better looking every year I'm here. I said, well, you're not supposed to be getting older or anything. I said, what is the story here? And he was like, oh, Jesus, I don't know. And the rest of them all were like, oh, Jesus, he's not that good looking, and isn't he? I said, now, don't be jealous, lads. There's no need for the jealousy. He's just a good looking man and he can't help it. So I do like to get out then and do a bit of...
drive fellas demented.
Reassuring
myself. Dementation driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's good. I like...
And then would you... That'll be the end.
I don't like coming home though with a hangover. The next morning, a hangover, a bad job. You need to eat super splits and fucking tangle twisters and toast with and loads of butter.
Banana wazoos and whizzes.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. So
you probably get them on prescription in Ballinard, yeah, at the doctor.
Isn't it funny then on your perfect day that you want to get out and have a... I don't want to get off.
Generally, I prefer to be on my own on a perfect
day. Yeah, isn't that mad when you think about it in a way?
Yeah, if it's you like, day. Or when you know, if you can just put your phone away and nobody needs to
contact distractions.
You.
That's why I lock the door. I lock the door. Put the slip on the door. It gives you that little extra bit of fucking nobody come to the door today. It's my day.
But you see, it's great if it's a sunny day or if it's a nice day, people might be out and about and they might call.
Or you'd feel guilty about being inside the hotel.
That's the worst. Yeah. You have to go out, don't you, for a walk.
And then if Clive WhatsApps me on my perfect day, I'll be like, see him there, are you going for a coffee? I won't even answer it. Then about 7 hours later, sorry, I was on a Zoom to America.
Where do you go for coffee in Supervalu?
I was on a Zoom to America there at work.
Would you not get Clive to come over and do the same thing with you because he's your best friend.
Nobody can when it's Clive. There's times for Clive and there's non-times for Clive. But on perfect day, nobody. Saturday is sacrosanct for a sports fan.
Yes.
It is the only day. But when the wife says, "I'm taking the boys to the mother-in-law's," it is Jesus, lads. Hurry up.
I don't like this time of year. It's fine when there's Gaelic or there's hurling or football on. But if there's no, like, the sport is a bit wishy-washy.
Yeah,
this time
you can have better
year.
Times of the year.
Wimbledon is starting all right, but you know,
my perfect
there's only
day.
Enough of
My perfect day is I wake up in the morning. It's a beautiful spring morning. Like there's a vitamin in the air. There's a freshness to the wind.
Yes.
I come downstairs and my entire family are there. My father, my sisters, my brother, all my children, all my aunties and uncles. And all my granddaughter is there, and all my own children are there, and all their partners are there, and
there's all just the kids' partners.
Yeah, there's just an amazing, just a fucking selection box of relatives.
Right.
And they're all there, and they're all chatting, and it's
the fry is on.
It's a great time to be a Tiernan, where you can see people getting on with one another. You can see the different gifts that people have.
And this is you getting straight up and down into the middle.
Down into it, and you can see all the different types of Tiernan you can be, and the pleasure they're getting out of one another, and the things they have in common. The Tiernans is always great storytellers and chatters and talkers, and everyone has just flown, and my beautiful wife is there. And then there's a magnificent fry put on the table, and there's black pudding and white pudding and sausages and rashers and mushrooms and fried onions, and there's bread, and there's toast, and you're eating toast and toast and toast
to bait the band,
and no one's getting full.
Yeah,
and there's beautiful
tea and coffee,
and then slowly but surely, people just kind of almost in one gust of wind, they're all gone, just kind of a whoosh, like, and they're all out the door. Oh, and then it's me, and then I spend the afternoon at an exorcism.
Oh my God.
Where? There's this young woman at the road and she's possessed by the devil.
She would need help.
No, this is interesting. Keep going.
She's possessed by
this
the devil.
This is perfect day.
And she's talking in a...
she's talking in a fourth voice. And her head is spinning.
Devil's popping out everywhere.
Devil's got your cocks. Tell him, daddy. What do you want with me, priest? Fuck off, priest. Get away from me. Spinning heads. Fuck me, fuck me.
And she's only 11. And she's got her answer.
She's had her own spindle. And she's just, what do you want with me? Fuck me.
Stop.
Go on, Tommy.
So then,
are you being called in? Are you?
No, I'm just watching the exorcism.
Oh, what time of the day is this?
This is about 1 or 2 o'clock.
On your perfect day.
Yeah, my perfect day. Out in the spindle. And then there's a priest comes and the curtains are drawn. So we're all lighting candles.
In a bungalow.
And we're reading from the Bible, and the priest comes in, he's throwing holy water on, it's all dissolving in acid. Lads on her face.
It's fire coming out.
She's out there, a chicken fucking crawls out of her. She's the demon. And then we spend 4 or 5 hours just praying hard.
Sounds like.
And then the devil has to go somewhere. Like, he has to go into something else.
He puts him into a milk bottle. He puts it into a fucking an orange juice fucking a Britvic orange juice, a fucking
Sunny Delight.
Give me a chicken bag here.
puts them into a chickadee's bag.
Oh, the lid. Oh, the fucking lid. Let him out.
Get him in the hood. Put him into the bottle, or you won't get me in a bottle. You won't get me in a bottle in a million years.
Fools. So then the divil is taken over. And
this is the perfect thing. His son. So you do get the divil anyway. That's and he's and
he put. I don't know what he's put into. Like he's either
into a box. No, he has to. A treasure chest at the end of the bed. A vortex.
No, he has to be in a person or an animal.
Or put him into a pumpkin.
Or put him into a chicken or something.
A sheep.
No, a sheep would be a weird thing.
And then the sheep just goes sprinting. He just goes fucking sprinting. And he throws his head
into a fucking stone wall.
He's fucking head to sheep. His head's
wooden cars. His head wooden cars.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, he throws himself off the pier.
In the middle. Into the fucking sea.
Kamikaze.
The devil sheep.
Straight off the pier. And he starts heading for Inishmore.
He flips him across to fucking Clare. And he gets up, he's running across the border. No, there's a devil sheep.
Anyway, so that'll be...
okay.
That'll be and the then, afternoon anyway. Yeah. So, and then...
Oh, that'd take you to about five, would it?
Yeah. And then...
and you'd be spent
you'd
after
be exhausted.
That.
No.
Would
no.
you come back to Eurosport?
And then I come back and there'd be... Do you know during the winter where there's those 5 o'clock kickoffs?
Yes.
And it's dark.
Yes.
So it'd be a beautiful Liverpool would be playing or something at Anfield. Or
oh, just lovely.
Would you be able to do normal stuff after the exorcism?
There's a drama. There's some sort of dramatic game of soccer on the telly and we sit down with the boys here in the house and that. And then I'd be getting ready for a show. After the match, then I'd go and do a show and the stuff would just flow. It'd be stressless. There'd be no strain. There'd be a magnificent connection between myself and the audience and it would just be this, it would just feel like the inside of me was getting super nourished and it was the same inside that everybody else in the room had. So then I'd finish the show and then I'd take heroin.
How will you go away?
You asked me for my perfect day.
No, this is the perfect day.
I'd be given MDMA. Like I'd be given a whole load of MDMA, but a special MDMA where you don't have a come down. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's just a special MDMA. And then I'd go to a brothel.
and rub everyone.
But it'd be a space brothel. Is that every
a space one?
Yeah, it'd be that every woman in there would have my wife's face, but different bodies. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
So I'd have an Indian woman who looks like Yvonne's face and an African woman with Yvonne's face.
You're out of it at MDMA.
Do you mean like they just have her eyes and her nose and her mouth?
Yeah, her face.
Or like her whole head?
Her head would have been an Indian head and it'd be a black head and it'd be...
Yeah, so it would be...
He's.
Oh, you're after complicating it.
No, it's his day.
It's his, my day, my special day.
Right.
They'd look like your wife, but they were not your wife.
No, they were. There aren't, or there are different parts of my
okay,
wife.
Okay, let's not get into the technicalities.
Multicultural
of that.
Wife.
Yeah. What?
Multicultural wife.
Or something like that. Yeah. Anyway, just this big space.
And you're out of it.
Everyone's out of it. We don't realise that we're actually in a house in Headford.
We think we're in Brazil or heaven.
You're in 21 Sycamore Drive.
I'd be out of it and then a hearse would come.
And it's like fucking four seasons in one day, like.
It's like a fucking horror movie on Channel 4.
And then a hearse would come and pick me up. And I'd lie down in the back of the hearse in a kind of a
coffin, maybe?
Just a lovely, lovely, comfortable coffin, you know. And it'd bring me back to the house here in Barna.
Oh, here.
Right? Bring me back to the house here in Barna. And I'd fall beautifully asleep. And I'd wake up the next morning and I'd go down the stairs into the kitchen. And my whole family are there. And my uncles and aunties and my father and my brothers and my sisters and all my children and their children and their partners.
Grand
and everybody
day.
Be talking to everybody and how great it was to be a Tiernan. And I would just be going, I love life. Oh, fuck it.
today is going to be a great day.
Oh, magnificent.
That's my perfect
isn't
day.
Isn't it interesting? Yeah, that's what I think. I think
see, the difference in my day is about other people.
Well, that makes a change from your normal women, days. Yeah. Makes a change from normal days. So you have to make an exception. See, me
day.
And Hector are like it social is. Anyway. So that's why we need a day off. Whereas you
the
want
a perfect day. I want to spend it with you.
All right, everybody. It's been a pleasure talking to you today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. God bless and good luck.
Infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim. Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.